My name's Jane Devery, and I'm curator of contemporary art. The title of my essay is Living Libraries, Feminist Histories in the Art of Emily Floyd. Emily Floyd's The Dawn from 2014 is a monumental participatory sculpture that was commissioned on the occasion of her solo exhibition at the NGV in 2014. The work's comprised of large, brightly coloured circular forms that act as both seating and shelving that hold a series of books and manifestos and other left-wing publications. And visitors to the gallery are invited to sit and read in the sculpture and share the space with others. The Dawn brings together Emily Floyd's interest in community, feminism, activism, the printed word, open access, and public art. In a formal sense, and in particular its use of circular forms, it pays homage to the modernist sculpture of artists such as Nancy Holt, Barbara Hepworth, and Inga King. The work takes its title from a 19th century newspaper that was established in Sydney in 1888 by Louisa Lawson, who was a poet and suffragette. Lawson's newspaper was called The Dawn, a journal for Australian women, and it was one of the earliest examples of feminist publishing in Australia. It was edited, published, and printed exclusively by women, for women. Lawson owned and managed both the newspaper and its printing press and employed an all-female staff. Floyd's sculpture operates in multiple ways. It works as a modernist-inspired sculpture, a meeting place, and a library. Its open and welcoming form reinforces these ideas of open access, community, and participation. In 2014, Floyd also produced a set of large-scale screen prints called Solve Your Personal Problems Socially, and this draws out similar themes. The designs for these works are abstracted from various publications that Floyd found in the archive of the Melbourne social and political activist Ruth Crowe, material which is now held in the library at Victoria University in Melbourne. Ruth Crowe considered her archive of printed materials and working papers as tools for learning, or what she called a living library. For Emily Floyd, the documents in the Crowe collection possessed both an appealing graphic quality, but also had a personal resonance. Growing up in Melbourne in the 1970s and 80s, Emily Floyd participated in children's workshops designed by Ruth Crowe that were designed to encourage collective action. From the material in the Crowe archive, Floyd selected those that had specific references to left-wing movements in Australia and in the Asia-Pacific region, which he then transformed into compelling colour-saturated images. The title of the series comes from a slogan that Ruth Crowe devised, which relates to a principle she believed was necessary for the successful long-term functioning of collectives. There's an important image that appears twice in the print series, and it shows Ruth Crowe giving a demonstration on urban design to Women of the West, which was a group from the Sunshine Children's Cooperative in Melbourne's western suburbs, which was particularly active in the 1980s. Crowe's interest in communism, urban planning, and community welfare are reflected in the manifestos, pamphlets, and self-published documents seen on the table in the photograph. The title of the series, Solve Your Personal Problems Socially, further reinforces this emphasis on collective action. Floyd's often made reference to her own childhood in her works, and these two works resulted from research that started when she inherited an archive of material from her mother in 2012. The archive included material relating to the remarkable group of like-minded women that her mother associated with in Melbourne in the 1970s and 80s, women who worked hard at a grassroots level to affect social change. Her mother was particularly involved in the Melbourne community childcare movement, which provided practical advice for women on a range of issues such as how to develop supportive networks and childcare cooperatives. The archive included posters and flyers and pamphlets relating to workshops and demonstrations. And this material has fed directly into many works of Emily's, including the print series Ripple, which takes its name from the magazine of the movement, which her mother edited and the esteemed designer Mary Featherston did the graphic design for. And it was out of that that Emily's gone on to do quite a few collaborations with Mary Featherston, including a children's installation called Word Farm that was also commissioned by the NGV for Emily's solo exhibition in 2014. Emily's mother's involvement in these kinds of activities in the 1970s and 80s has clearly influenced Emily's own political disposition and interest in ideas of community activism and education. I would say that these ideas underlie the majority of Floyd's work in general. Although works such as Solve Your Personal Problems Socially, as well as others such as the print series Ripple, draw very specifically on this history and the activities of Floyd's mothers and associates such as Ruth Crone. I see Emily Floyd's art as part of a broader conversation that's happening in different ways around the world, about giving overdue recognition to the achievements of women across various fields of endeavour. Women who deserve to be better known. A lot of progress has been made in recent years, but Emily Floyd's work reminds us that many of the issues that women faced generations ago still remain today.